Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week, we are talking about...
our top five favorite board games. Yay!
I feel like we grew up playing quite a few board games.
Yeah, I think big family events always involved game time. Yeah. Dominoes and different kinds of games like that.
It's funny, I was thinking about that a little while I was picking out games and thinking about how a lot of times when we were kids... like, board game time was sort of adult time.
Yeah.
So kids are like, go play in the family room, and adults are going to play board games.
Yeah, that's very true. And then there would always be the cousin that wanted to try to, like, help their parent.
Yeah.
And all, like, the other adults were so annoyed.
Yeah, no, nobody specifically said anything, but everybody was rolling their eyes.
Should we go ahead and start?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. I will go first.
Okay, please do.
Okay. My number five is Shrek Operation.
Oh, wow.
Specifically Shrek.
Okay, I have seen this, but I've never played it.
I've never had the normal Operation. We only had the Shrek one.
I don't even remember having that one.
Really?
No.
We had it. It was very good. It's Operation came out in 1964. I could not find when Shrek Operation came out.
When did Shrek the movie come out? Like... early 2000s?
Yeah, and like I did my research, but I couldn't find it.
Huh, that's so funny. I do not remember owning that.
I love it. And
what things
just,
do you take out of him?
That's what I was going to say. I think the reason I think it is so funny is because the things that you take out of him... I mean, the things you take out of the original Operation are silly, too.
Yeah.
But Shrek is, like, earwax and pain in the butt, which is Donkey's face.
That's funny.
It's funny. But... I have a memory of having it at our house, and it would be one of those things where at family events when the kids would go do their own thing, that's what we would do, is play Operation, Shrek Operation. So,
more of a kid game.
Yeah, it's just so fun. I still freak out when it buzzes, like, even though I know it's gonna happen, I jump like crazy, and...
yeah, you can't help it.
No, you can't. It's like a Jack in the Box, where you know it's coming, but it freaks you out every time. But yeah, that's my number five.
That's good, I like that.
Thank you.
My number five is Sequence.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I was thinking about that. The thing about, you know, kids not so much being able to play. And I feel like this is one of the first games that I remember being kind of more of an adult game, but that we got to play with mom and dad or aunts and uncles or whoever. And it's a really fun game. It's a pretty simple layout for a game. But I think... it's like approachable for younger kids to understand, because it's essentially kind of like a Connect Four almost idea.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple in the way that you play it. It's just more about kind of seeing the game and, you know, strategizing a little bit and hoping that the opponent doesn't see what you see on the board. But I think it's a fun game. I think this is one that I remember being around a lot from the time we were younger kids.
Yeah,
so I remember playing
it
with mom and dad quite a bit.
Yeah. We played Sequence with a friend of mine with mom and dad once, and she doesn't have a lot of patience with board games, and she would, like, what she needed would be an ace of hearts, and she would put down an ace of diamonds and just see if anybody noticed. So she basically just cheated through the whole game until one of us caught her.
Yeah,
but
I have a feeling
but
I
she was
that
dad's was. Partner, so he was all about it because he likes to win.
So Sequence, that's my number
good
five.
One. I really like that. I didn't even think about that. My number four is Taboo.
That's a fun game.
It's so
I didn't think
fun.
About that one.
I was going to have Catchphrase, and then, I had a lot of games on my list that my husband said were not allowed, because if there was not a board, it couldn't be a board game, it was a party game, which I totally agree with. I'm not bitter, but but that's why I was like, Taboo's
a good... I flexed
on
that a little bit on one of mine, but we'll see.
Oh, no.
We'll see what you think.
That's all right. But Taboo was a good compromise, because it's very similar, where you're having to, like, figure out a word.
Right.
But I just love it. I just think it's really, really fun, and you've got the buzzer, which is always, like, exciting and frustrating at the same time.
I think that is an interesting distinction between, like, board game and party game, because that feels more like it's more interactive, it's a little more social, it's a little more, like... the kind of game you might stand up and play and be excited.
Right. Or,
which is kind of fun, because there are some board games that are very strategy-based and very serious. I have some friends who are really into those kinds of, like, very serious strategy board games, which I think are really fun. But I don't think as they many people fun. Like them.
Yeah,
you have to have the right group of people who are all really into it.
It came out in 1989. And I don't remember it much as a kid. I don't remember us playing it a lot. I don't think I played it until I was older.
I feel like I remember it being at our aunt and uncle's house, but also probably being one of those games that was more the adults played it while the kids watched a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know that we were as, like, involved when that was being played.
Yeah, but it's just a blast.
My number four?
Yes.
My number four is Mousetrap.
Your list is better than mine.
Well, that's the goal, right? To have the best list.
This is a competition each time. Oh, I'm jealous of that one, too.
This is a game I think of as being very much a kid's board game.
Yes.
That being said, I don't know that many kids have the patience to get through what it takes to put together that board game and play it the way
the
that you're supposed
alone
to play it.
It's pretty long.
Which I feel like I almost forgot this, but the setup is part of the gameplay.
Oh,
I always kind of thought,
either.
Well, because I think when we were kids, we would mostly set it up
and mess with it.
Make the little Rube Goldberg contraption work one time to drop the cage and then kind of be done.
Yeah.
Because it is, there's a lot of work involved in putting it together, and it makes the pace of the game pretty slow, really.
Yeah, that's true.
But as far as board games go, that's a pretty awesome board.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, it's pretty sweet.
It's so cool. I love the little diving guy.
My
favorite part.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Does the diving guy knock off, like, the marble that goes into the bathtub?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the sequence of
events. We need to go buy Mousetrap and
set
up the board.
There will be links to purchase all of these games in the show notes at brothersisterlister.com.
Because we know that you're going to have a craving to go play Mousetrap after this. I do remember we had, in the house we grew up in, this little area between the kitchen and dining room that was carpet. We had carpet in our kitchen, which is weird. But that's where we would always set it up. There was like a little chest there that had that game in it.
Mm.
And we would sit on the floor and set that up and play it.
Yeah.
So fun. I love it.
And that's a game, too, that for some reason I would have imagined, like, oh, that game's probably from the 90s. Just the look and feel of the board and the pieces and everything. But that game came out in 1963.
Wow.
So even,
that's
like,
crazy.
Our parents would have grown up with that game.
I wonder
game,
what, like,
at
an
least
original one
existing.
Would look like.
Yeah, I wonder, do you think it was, like, the pieces were all, like,
metal
and wood?
Probably.
Instead of
we
all, like, cheap plastic stuff? Anyway.
A little metal cage dropping down.
I think that maybe we should try and actually play it the right way and see how...
We should. Because I don't think I've ever played it the right way.
I think we mostly would just set it up to make the contraption work.
Yeah.
I remember there's, like, little cardboard pieces of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the mouse. And you're trying to catch you're trying to catch the other people's mouse in the mouse trap.
Right.
Which is the little cage at the end. You know, sort of a live trap.
I don't remember how to play. We really should set
okay.
it up and play it.
Let's do it. So that
that's
was my number
great.
Four, Mousetrap.
My number three is Pictionary.
That's fun.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I was going to say, is this one that you never liked
much?
No,
I like Pictionary.
Okay.
I don't love, and even this I'll flex on, but what I don't love as much is like charades type things.
Oh, okay.
But Pictionary I like.
I really like Pictionary. This came out in 1985, and I do remember it being one that we played pretty often as well.
Yeah.
And I think it was especially fun for us in our family because we have some very poor artists in our family. Sorry if any of you are listening.
We also have some very animated people.
Yes. So they're pointing at their paper really aggressively at what looks like a scribble because they're not great at drawing.
Yeah, or they're circling that thing over and over
100 times, and it's like, yep, that still looks like a squid, but I've guessed squid 100 times. I think that always made it more enjoyable and just really funny.
I think that's the natural inclination, is once you think that the drawing has gotten across what you need it to, then you just bang on the drawing until someone guesses it.
So that was always just a fond memory to watch my adult family members act crazy trying to draw really simple pictures. So.
Yeah. I think that bears saying.
Yeah.
I think that our family are fun game people.
Yes, and I think that's why this is a fun list to talk about. Yeah,
because they engage so heavily. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the key to making a game fun, is like how invested the people playing are in the game.
Yeah, because if you're into a game and everyone around the table is kind of not paying attention or seeming bored, it's not very fun. So.
No, you have to have people who are all sold out for the game. We have a good game family.
All right, so you're number three.
My number three, and this is one where I flexed a little bit on the bored part of the game, is Guess Who.
We have crossover here. Whoa! Wait, you don't consider this a board game?
Well, there's not like a playing board where you're moving pieces around.
That's true.
Which made it feel a little bit different. Guess Who, for people who don't know, which you should know, but if you don't know, Guess Who, you have your set of basically image cards that flip up, and they have different people's faces on them, and you draw a card, so you have a person, and your opponent draws a card, so they have a person, and you're both trying to narrow down the image faces that flip up on your board until you find the other person's character.
Yes.
So you ask them questions about, oh, does your person have a mustache?
Does your person have blonde hair? Like, yeah. You narrow things down like that.
It is so fun.
It is.
When I was researching this...
And takes no... Like, I mean, it takes a teeny bit of strategy, but you don't have to think very hard.
There are definitely ways you can quickly narrow. Yeah. Like, you want to get those broad questions out of the way first.
Like, a male or female.
Male or female. And, like, I think hair color narrows pretty quickly, too.
It does,
too.
Yeah.
So there are some easy ones that help. Whether or not they're wearing a hat, that's, mm-hmm. like, a good one.
And facial hair, if you narrow down that it's a man,
yeah.
is always easy, too. But.
When I was researching this and I was looking, this game came out in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking online, one of the pictures that came up was a gigantic Guess Who board.
Yeah,
so there
I
were
saw
people
that too.
Sitting in front of it, where each picture on the Guess Who boards was probably like, I don't know, it's probably bigger than like a 11 by 17
yeah.
or whatever pages.
Yeah, it's like those
like
giant chessboards.
1 foot by
Guess
2 foot
Who.
Guess Who board
that
pages.
Looks so fun.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. Well, I won't
so,
say too much.
Okay. But. Well, that's my number three. Guess Who.
That's a great
We can
three.
Talk more about
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, I'm a fan. So my number two.
Yeah.
My number two is Clue. Came out in 1949.
Wow.
So it's been around a long time. My character of choice is Colonel Mustard.
Yeah. Well.
What's yours?
I think that's mine, too.
Yeah. I don't
Colonel
know why.
Mustard.
That I don't know why I didn't want to be one of the women.
I don't know. Colonel Mustard is the best character
yeah,
in the game,
is.
I think.
Maybe I just feel that way because of you. I wanted to be like my big brother.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
I don't remember playing this game a lot
we
as kids,
We didn't
though.
Have it a lot. And
one
now...
One thing I remember specifically about our game, I don't know if you remember
Is that
this.
A Simpsons Clue?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, when we were kids, we had original Clue.
Did we? Okay.
And we had lost the lead pipe. So we had I believe it was a matchstick with tinfoil wrapped around it. That was what was in our clue box.
That's so
for the
awesome.
Lead pipe.
Our parents are the best.
Yeah, matchstick with tinfoil wrapped around it. They probably
Your
still have that.
Your kids go play with this.
We should look next time we're there.
Well, now, I do vaguely remember that, now that you bring that up, but...
I don't remember having Simpsons
That's
Clue.
All I've seen now at Mom
really?
And Dad's house is their Simpsons
Oh,
Clue.
Wow. Huh.
Which
Maybe
I don't know where
it.
They must have gotten that, because I don't think either of our parents are huge Simpsons fans.
Not big enough that they would buy Simpsons Clue,
so
I wouldn't imagine.
So it must
imagine.
Have been a gift or something, or maybe Dad found it at a garage sale. That
yeah.
also could be true.
Yeah.
But... Clue, again, is just one that, if you've got everybody into it, is just really funny and exciting to play.
Yeah.
And when somebody is so confident that they've got it.
Yeah,
and
I love that
throw
moment.
Their cards down and they're wrong is my favorite thing. I know that's probably kind of mean, but I just think that's hilarious. So, yeah, this one doesn't have a ton of, like, memories behind it. I don't think we played it a ton when we were little.
Right.
But I really enjoy it, so...
Yeah. That's a good one. My number two is Settlers of Catan.
I've never played this game.
I really
I've
like
heard
this
it's
game.
Really fun.
I feel like this game, this is probably the newest game on my list, I think. This came out in 1995, apparently, in Germany.
Oh. Hmm. I thought it was older than that.
No, so 1995, yeah. And we were introduced to this game by some of our friends. And so I played with them several times. And I don't actually own this, but I think I need to invest.
I think you probably should if it's
It's on my list. It's my number two, and I don't even own it. It's a
high-ranking board game.
Well, that's a fun thing about board games, though, is you don't have to own it if one of your good friends does.
That's true.
Because you get to play it with them, which is part of the fun. But with Settlers of Catan, you set up the board game, and there are little... they're hexagonal or octagonal. But they're little pieces, and they lay out together to form the board. So your board ends up a little bit different each time, which is fun.
That's kind of cool.
And it's sort of, it feels like a little bit of a cross between like Risk and Monopoly, sort of, but in a setting that's, you know, more kind of like old world. So
I've never played Risk either.
Risk I almost put on my list. I narrowed it off. This Risk is a game that I played mostly with one of our aunt and uncles who really like Risk. Risk is a tough game to get people into, like some of these other games, because I feel like a complaint that you frequently hear about strategy type board games is that, oh, it takes too long.
It goes forever.
I don't want to play that. Which I don't really like that complaint, which is why I did it in that voice.
Just why I did that annoying voice. That's what everyone saying that really sounds like to you.
I really like playing long games. Yeah. I like settling into a game for like 3 hours.
I like getting engaged and having that be what you're doing.
Yeah,
for
as
a
long
while.
As everybody's in, it stays fun. If people are bored, then it's not fun.
Yeah.
But Risk is a long game. Settlers of Catan doesn't feel like it's as long. And so it's a little easier to get a group on board with.
Right.
But I think just because it's some of the other games on my list kind of trace back to things I played as a kid. Settlers of Catan is something I didn't play until I was an adult. And so it's the game on the list that like I've probably played more often recently because it's a little bit newer and the group of friends that I've spent more time around recently have also played this game.
Right.
But it's really, really fun.
I should give it a try. Yeah. I've heard it's really fun to play.
We should get together and do it.
Yeah.
I think it would be really
that
fun.
That would be cool. And we can listen to this podcast while we play.
We should have a brother-sister Lister game night.
I think that's a good
idea. And try and play a bunch of these games. That would be really fun.
And eat cereal.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
That's a great one.
So, Settlers of Catan. It's a really fun game. We should definitely play
yes,
it. I think
you would
like
that.
It. Your number one?
My number one, you're going to be shocked, is Guess Who. I guess I didn't realize that this might kind of be cheating in the board category.
Yeah,
but
you're not like
I
moving pieces around
that.
A board.
Yeah.
In like Battleship, I guess, is kind of similar as far as your,
right,
your relationship to the game.
Battleship a board game for sure.
Yeah, it's so. Just different than like a board that has a, I guess, a path that
yeah.
you follow or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Anyway.
But yeah, so Guess Who, like you said, 1979. I was looking through all the characters when
oh,
I was
man,
writing
they're
this
so
list.
Funny.
They're so funny. They're so absurd looking. And their names are so generic. Eric, George, Tom,
yeah.
Mary. Like, it's just like really plain names. But this was one that we didn't have. We didn't own. But our aunt did.
We owned this.
We did?
We definitely did.
Do not recall.
I remember playing this a ton as a kid.
Because
I
only
remember
it. I remember
making mom and dad play it with me when I was pretty little.
I only remember it at my aunt's house.
Really?
Our aunt's house.
That's so funny. We definitely had it.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if for some reason maybe our copy got lost or ruined or something.
Maybe, or we were missing cards from it. Or
well, yeah, that's quite possible. Yeah. But I definitely remember being pretty young, probably before you were old enough to play it, and making mom and dad play it with me.
Because
it was
I was going to
so
say,
fun.
This one I think ranked so high is because it was super exciting for me because it wasn't something that I could play whenever I wanted. Like Mousetrap was fun, but we had it and would play with it all the time.
Right.
Where Guess Who, I only recall it at our aunt's house. So it was like every time we'd go over there, I'd ask my cousin, you want to play Guess Who? Which he was probably so sick of it by then.
I think we should buy a Guess Who game
too. I think we should too. And if it's giant, that'd be great.
I think we need to start investing in a sibling game closet.
Yes. Joint game closet.
Yeah, it's a more affordable way to approach
yeah.
this scenario.
But I just always remember being so excited to go there and play that game.
Yeah.
And
Guess Who's really
the little
fun.
Characters are just so funny. And
the little drawings and all the characters are so funny.
Yeah, they
at.
Are. I always loved Bill, which is like a heavyset, redheaded, balding man. I just really got the short end of the stick on Guess Who. But... but anyway, so that's my number one.
Good. I love that. I want to play that.
Me too. So badly.
My number one is maybe a predictable one. It's probably the number one of everybody, but my number one is Monopoly.
I am not surprised by that at all.
I really, really love Monopoly. And this Monopoly is another game is that people complain about it being too long, mm-hmm. so people often don't want to get bogged down into a 4-hour game of Monopoly. Right. But I really love to play it and play it to the bitter end until one person, you know, takes over everything, which of course is less fun for the people who get knocked out early.
Yeah, because then they're just sitting there watching you play.
But it's just a really fun game to see how it plays mm-hmm. out. And I think it's interesting. This is a game that was kind of came out of like the folk board game scene where people made their own versions of it early on.
Yeah.
And so it varied a little bit. And I think it was originally like supposed to be kind of a cautionary tale about capitalism, which is funny because what it ends up being is like people just being brutal and taking each other's money.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's where the cautionary part of it comes in. But it's been around since the early 1900s.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But I think it's just a really fun game to play. The way that the board is laid out is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your 10 spaces, you know, on each side.
I know you always jump your spaces, and I'm always so confused at what's happening because
yeah,
I can't do that.
If you know, once you know, then you don't have to count spaces out anymore. You can just jump, which is makes it easier.
Makes you seem like a pro.
It might make me seem like the jerk at the table.
Like, oh, I'm okay just bounce over
oh.
here.
Please, I don't need to hear. Okay.
It's 10 spaces.
You're
just
on Marvin Gardens, okay?
My husband will do that because he jumps. He'll point to the space that I'm going to be on, and I still, like, count it out. But
yeah.
Monopoly
anyway.
Is just, it's a blast when everybody's engaged.
When people are engaged,
it.
It's so fun.
And the different versions of Monopoly are amazing. Like,
that's what
we
I was going to get into.
We have Star Wars Monopoly and Disney Monopoly. And
yeah.
I almost had Disney specifically on my list, but I knew you would have it on there.
I love Disney
Monopoly. So I knew I'd have a chance to talk about it.
Really, like, the basics of the game are the same no matter which version you're
yeah.
playing. It's all basically
the
same.
But the properties
but it
change.
It is fun.
The
properties change. And yes, of course, like, I love the Disney version.
Yeah, it's the best.
But I've played quite a few different versions. I feel like when we were kids, we had the original, and then I think we had Monopoly. Did they call it Millennium
Edition? We had
edition?
The Millennial Edition, which was...
The Millennial Edition or the Millennium Edition?
I mean Millennium.
this...
We had the Millennium Edition of Monopoly, you guys.
the Millennium Edition. But I think we got shorted because... They were supposed to come with these, like, cool stacking translucent skyscrapers, but our version didn't.
Well, really?
Yeah, which I think was just a...
What a bummer.
Some of them got sent a certain way and some of them didn't, but they were supposed to have these cool
I remember that the dice were, like, crazy shapes and that, like, one of the pieces is a cell phone and
it's
like, this old flip
phone. With
an
antenna, I
yeah.
think. And then it's, like, kind of a vaguely weird oval shape.
Yep. I always wanted to be the flip phone.
Well, it's pretty hip.
Yeah. When there was a beeper? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think all the different versions of Monopoly make it fun. And
yeah.
It makes it where you can kind of, like, own the game a little more for, like, your personal
yeah.
tastes.
My husband loves
interests.
The Star Wars one, obviously.
Yeah. I think we played that one at Christmas.
Yeah.
Star Wars Monopoly.
Yeah, it is fun. But
yeah.
the Disney one is the best, in my opinion.
I agree. Other than the original. The original is always solid. You can't
yeah.
go wrong.
Oh, no, it is. But I would still probably
But for new
Disney.
Versions, the Disney.
yeah.
Yeah. That is fun. So that's my number one Monopoly.
I'm not surprised.
I want to play everything right now.
Me too. I want to play all these games.
So when one game that's not on either of our lists, because I doubt either of us have played it, but when I was researching, I figured this is something that we need to know about, which is a game that I saw on Target's website called Mr. Lister's Quiz Shootout.
Oh my gosh!
We have to get
Brother,
it.
Brother, sister, Mr. Lister.
I know. So, Mr. Lister's Quiz Shootout. And apparently it's just like a quiz game, but it's also like supposed to be like a shootout, and the winner of each round gets a drink from Mr. Lister's bar.
What?
Like, it sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing.
So I think we have to get it and have it be, hopefully it's good so it can be the official board game of Brother Sister Lister.
Yes.
Maybe we can just co-opt it and just
it's
call
sponsored
it
by
Brother,
Mr. Lister.
Brother Sister Lister's Quiz Shootout.
Yeah, we're gonna need to check that one out for sure.
So that was our list, top five favorite board games.
Yes.
Please get on Twitter and let us know what your top five board games would have been. Use hashtag Brother Sister Lister. We are at BSL Podcast.
Yeah, and also if you guys have ideas of different topics you'd like to hear us talk about, we really appreciate that. We try to do fun topics that you guys would want to hear, so if you can give us ideas, that's always helpful.
Yeah, that's a huge help. We did have some excellent suggestions already that you'll be hearing in the coming weeks. You can also go on brothersisterlister.com and find all of our past episodes. You can find a little more information about some of our episodes and even sometimes links to the products that we talk about in the episodes. So for this episode, we'll definitely have links to all of our top five favorite board games so you guys can set up your board game parties.
Yes. And lastly, if you guys want to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, you can hear our episodes every week. We'd love to have you join us each week.
Yeah, and ratings and reviews are so appreciated. That's a huge thing. If you guys would do that for us, we would be very grateful. So, that's Brother Sister Lister. Until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.
Must be the Monopoly guy.
Hey, thanks for the free parking.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.